Welcome to the Baldy and the Bleachers podcast, a Husker-themed broadcast so compelling and insightful, they didn't want it anywhere near the radio. Here's your host, Tony Michaels.
Oh, my! How did he do it?
Go Big Red.
Take it away, Baldy.
The Baldy is back. All right, we attempted this podcast about 13 months ago, and at that time, we broke down what was to be the third year of Mike Riley. I interviewed my buddy Preston out in Colorado, who's kind of an insider when it comes to the program, and it was a lot of fun to produce. After airing the podcast on our website, KSUX.com, I realized I was pretty much wrong about every single thing in that podcast. It was so disheartening, I took the next 13 months off. So, fast forward to the current time, right after week three, the loss to Michigan, I spent a lot of time listening to podcasts based in Omaha and Lincoln, and it was driving me nuts. That frustration led to me taking some notes and coming in tonight to talk about the status of the Husker program, kind of where it goes from here, and some of my early thoughts. As we revisit the first three games, probably didn't expect to see 0-3. I was there for the season opening game, which was a lot of hullabaloo about a kickoff. I will tell you what, I bonded more in that game with Husker fans in the South Stadium, Row 98, than I have in any other Husker game I've been to in 30 years. There was a gentleman there, and he was probably 85 years old, and in really good shape for being 85 years old. He was working up and down those steps with me in Row 98. And it's that passion in the Husker program, and you see it in the fan base, and that's what elicits so many strong feelings. But some of those feelings, I think, are misinformed. So we're going to break down a few things here in this podcast. But I'm just sick of hearing the same old podcast over and over again in some of the post-game shows. So here's my take on the Husker season so far. First of all, let me tell you, I am an optimistic dude. I like to look at my life through an optimistic filter, and I like to carry that on to the college football program as well. Now, when you're an optimist, sometimes realism takes a hit. And I think trying to marry my optimism with the realistic state of the program is a bit problematic. The biggest takeaway I have over the 2017 season is when they brought the 1997 team back. It was led by Grant Wistrom, who did the Husker prayer in the locker room. And the passion in Grant Wistrom's face leading that prayer honestly was inspiring. That's the good news. The realism is that if you looked at the kids in the Husker huddle on that Husker team in 2017, no one appeared to have that same passion and fire as Grant Wistrom. So I thought that one moment, and they showed it, they flashed it on the tunnel walk, and I thought that was very telling. So the good news, Scott Frost, I think, has the buy-in, and he wants to be here at this job. More so than any of the previous coaches, Callahan, Pelini, Riley for sure. I think the last Husker coach that has this much investment into the program, obviously, was Frank Solich, which, looking back on it, Solich had a pretty good run, a lot better than Callahan, Pelini, and Mike Riley. I think when you have a plan, you expect a few potholes in your road to success. And boy, have we seen those already through the first three games of the season. But a lot of people talk about it, and I think there's something with this culture buy-in. I don't think you had the bodies that were ready for D1 major college football. And just the attitude, the swagger, I think, was missing in 2017 and signs early on this year in 2018. I do think Scott Frost would bring diversity of offense. Ideally, I kind of thought that the offense would be so much further along than the defense. We haven't really seen either really excel. But I think eventually if you get some run stoppers up the middle with an elite secondary, that's all you need to be really competitive with this program. And right now, pretty distant on both of those goals. Not to mention special teams and mistakes. You can hear that on every single post-game show, and I think that's pretty legit when it comes to concerns. Okay, if you're listening to this podcast, odds are you're probably gainfully employed. Think back to your first day at your job. you kind of expect things a certain way, and then a lot of times you might be blown away with what actually happens in the job. I can say for this job, I started in 1997, and I expected to stay at this radio station for 2 years. Fast forward 21 years later, I can say I was surprisingly happy with a lot of the changes that have happened in the industry, and I found that I had a home here at the radio station. I had no idea walking in on day one I would be here for 21 years. In the same regard, Scott Frost, I think, walked in with eyes pretty wide open, knew that there would be some struggles. I mean, obviously, he had a lot of talks with Matt Davison on the phone and some other former Husker athletes, tipped him off to some of the culture and attitude concerns, as well as the bodies and the lack of physical conditioning. I think he's definitely realized that in the first 9 months on the job. Has it been 9 months? It has been 9 months. Holy cow. If you think about all the college football programs out there and how much they have changed in 1 year, I think Nebraska is definitely in the top five of most changes in a program over the course of 1 year. Maybe you might want to put Miami on the list as well. I remember listening to, I think it was John Bishop. He had a six-pack of good and the six-pack of bad. First of all, the good pass rush, especially in that Colorado game, looked absolutely fantastic. More good news, Adrian Martinez, he looks like the real deal at quarterback as long as he can stay healthy. And I think you saw a healthy Adrian in the first half of that Colorado game. And then obviously you didn't see him in Detroit. I think if he was there, that would have been a different outcome. And Michigan seemed like he was still compromised a little bit. But you see the tools in Adrian Martinez. And you realize why Scott Frost made that late night journey to California to help recruit Adrian Martinez. That was the key cog in this offense. And like I said before, I think the buy-in is there with the coaching staff led by Scott Frost. And then I see it in a couple of players like Mo Berry. I think Wyatt Mazur, the running back, has it. Obviously, Adrian Martinez is in on the ground floor. So that's the good with this program through three games. Now the bad, purely emotional for me. Facebook is hard with this Husker football season. Because I think you see 96% of the fan base, they get it. They know you have to be patient. It's going to take a little bit of time to build up the kind of culture, the kind of program that Scott Frost had in mind. Now, the 4% that don't fully understand what's going on in Lincoln, it seems like they're most active on Facebook and Twitter. Bad continues with special teams. I can't remember a special teams unit in the return game so poor in the punt and kickoff since probably Santino Panico. Remember him? Obviously, morale is low. I think when you get some success, morale will change. It just hasn't yet. And there's really nothing that Nebraska does through the first three games looks special. What's a relevant goal? I think not getting blown out. And we have a couple of challenges with Ohio State and Wisconsin and Iowa as well. But I think it's how they look. And maybe numbers aren't that important, but realistically, 3-9, 4-8, 5-7. Probably in that area. But then again, I was so drastically wrong the last time of this podcast. Maybe they'll surprise some people. Maybe they can put it together. But right now, it does not look that way. So I promised you a podcast where it didn't sound like anything else. So my lovely wife is reading a book. It's by Rachel Hollis. It's called Girl, Wash Your Face. And I kind of started reading it just out of a lark. But there was actually some really good stuff in this book, Girl, Wash Your Face. She's obviously an author. And I think this is her third or fourth book. And she said, you can't necessarily always control the outcome, but you can control the effort you put into the project. So if you put in the effort necessary and you're happy with the project, then that's what you should base your success on. So if we're going to take that same analogy to the Husker program, this 3-9, 4-8, 5-7... toss it out the window. Doesn't really matter. You need to see the effort put into the program and judge it on the potential for this first year. We're looking at, hopefully, the situation over the next decade where Nebraska takes a positive climb in performance. Would like to see some of those building blocks in year one. May not see a whole lot of them until year two, year three, year four. That's hard to kind of swallow as a Husker fan, but something I think it's going to have to be the mindset. And just remember that book by Rachel Hollis, Girl, Wash Your Face. We've had some dirty faces in the Husker program last 5 years. It's going to take a cleanse. Okay, I think there are some people getting it right on social media. And if you want to check out some podcasts and some videos, Adam Carriker, former Husker defensive lineman, really gets it. And he has something called the Carriker Chronicles. I think it's fantastic. It's in conjunction with the World Herald. Other people getting it right, the marketing team from Wendy's. Dude, it's just football. And their Wendy's marketing team, I know a lot of Husker fans took umbrage at some of those tweets. I thought they were pretty funny. And you can't have a thin skin. This is not the year to have thin skin. I would like to one time swap out the virtue of patience with smack. Not quite there yet. So I think year one is about patience. Year two is about finding some wins and some success. And then hopefully some of that swagger can return, if not late this year, early part of next year. Because as the Husker prayer goes, day by day, get better and better. And hopefully the current players will be leading that charge and not dudes from the 1997 season, including Grant Wistrom and now coach Scott Frost. A couple other things since this Baldy and the Bleachers podcast. There are certain individuals out there that will tell you the baseball season is too long. Those people are 100% wrong. Don't listen to them. Baseball has a certain number of games every single year, goes back, and if you can't stick with it, much like you can't stick with this Husker program, then please find a new hobby. But baseball is just perfect at the current length. And for me, the last couple of weeks of the regular season, really fun to watch, even though my favorite team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, aren't in it. I think it's fun to kind of watch it. And finally, the same people that will complain about the number of bowl games, just stop it. If you have a sports radio show and you complain about too much sports, tender your resignation after making those comments. That's ludicrous. I love bowl games. I love the baseball season. I think the world needs more sports, not less. So this has been the Baldy and the Bleachers podcast. And I would say that the next podcast will return sometime within the next 13 months. If you'd like to chime in, feel free to text in anytime, 712-274-1057. Texting provided by Novus Carpets, your floor store. Once again, that text number for feedback, 712-274-1057. You can also reach out to me on Twitter. And because I told you, I'm not going to be on Facebook as much, especially after these outcomes. So find me at Twitter, KSUX Tony M. That's KSU Tony M on Twitter. Thanks so much for checking out the Baldy and the Bleachers podcast.